Lawyers for a group trying to build an Islamic cemetery in the central Massachusetts town of Dudley are warning town officials they could soon face a civil rights lawsuit. That's on top of another legal challenge to the town's rejection of a cemetery permit. That challenge was filed by the Islamic Society of Greater Worcester. WBUR's David Boeri has this update on the legal fight.
In a letter delivered to the Dudley Board of Selectmen, the Islamic Society of Greater Worcester accuses town officials of unlawfully interfering with its secured right to practice its religion. The society has secured a parcel of old farmland to bury their loved ones. But after months of intense opposition by Dudley residents, the zoning board rejected the permit last month on the grounds the Islamic Society did not have any standing to apply. Now, a prominent civil rights attorney, Howard Cooper of Boston, has joined with the current attorney for the Islamic Society and the ACLU of Massachusetts to represent the Muslim applicants. In his letter, Cooper claims the zoning board encouraged and gave into a pervasive and poisonous atmosphere of prejudice and discriminatory behavior.
This project has been opposed, we believe, both publicly and in a manner which has succumbed to public pressure by public officials, seemingly because the applicant here is of the Muslim faith. That presents a danger to all of us.
Although the Islamic Society has a purchase and sales agreement to buy that land, the town claims that because it is under a farm-friendly tax status, the town itself has first rights of refusal to buy the land if it's going into non-agricultural use. By buying the property, the town would have another means of keeping the Muslim applicants from developing their proposed cemetery. Yesterday's letter from Attorney Cooper warns the selectmen not to take that action. But the town's legal counsel, Gary Brackett, who denies any civil rights violations, says the town is fully within its rights.
The town meeting has already indicated that it is willing to have the selectmen exercise their right of first refusal, which is a statutory right. It's not discriminatory in any fashion.
Selectmen are scheduled to vote on Monday whether to buy the land. And with one lawsuit already filed in state land court, it appears a federal civil rights suit may soon follow. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.